Folks, it's that time on a Friday. It's football season. We have our priorities straight to help us on this path. We turn our attention to the Million Dollar Sandbar.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is!
Yeah, monster show last week, going 4-1, handed you the blowouts by Washington, Washington State, Wyoming lighting up Utah. A lot to discuss on this critical football weekend. Online, ParamountSports.com, on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. We welcome in our longtime friend, Lee Sterling. Mr. Sterling, how are you today, sir?
I'm alive. I survived the Cleveland game last night. That team is brutal. they should have a rule like if you don't win two or three games, you don't get a primetime game the next year.
That's fair. They could do what they do, I think, at the highest level of soccer in Europe. If you're that bad, they drop you down a level.
Right. Yeah, I think when you finish in the bottom two.
Yeah, you become like a developmental team.
That's it. So Jacksonville, or send them to Europe.
Yeah, best part is now, what happened to the Browns? They're in the Sun Belt Conference this year.
No, NFL Europe. You can play exhibitions all year against Jacksonville.
That's awesome. Let's start with, apparently it's become our favorite college football program to talk about. They're playing actually in Vegas, one of our favorite places on earth. Wyoming off another big win and one of your hits last week. Unbeaten in the Mountain West. They're balanced last week. 267 rushing, 261 passing. The running Rebs have struggled against better teams. The odds makers say Cowboys, a 7.5-point favorite on the road. What say you?
Well, this team is like 2 years ahead of schedule. Craig Bohl doing a great job. Like I said, they are balanced. And, you know, even after the win against Boise, they brought it. And problem here with UNLV, no playmakers. This is a team, UNLV, they used to get a couple guys via the JUCO route or didn't have the grades, but... everyone keeps telling me when I'm ever in Las Vegas, people are saying, oh, this is the year you see improvement. I don't see it. I like Wyoming big, 35-13.
All righty. Roll Cowboys. Let's move to Pullman. Washington State hosting Cal. The Cougs laid an historic beatdown on Arizona last week. 69, the most points they ever scored against a conference opponent. The best stat of the week, they scored nearly twice as many touchdowns with 9 as their two quarterbacks had incompletions. They are unbeaten in league. You know, we're looking at an Apple Cup for the North. Wazoo, 14.5-point home favorite. How do you see this one playing out?
Here's the problem for Washington State. Now the pressure starts getting ratcheted up, and Cal's not going to get manhandled in the trenches like they did against USC and Washington. Washington State's quarterback, Luke Falk, was 32 for 35 last week. You're not going to see that again. This is mentor versus pupil. Sonny Dykes has the weapons and on offense, and he has the knowledge of Mike Leach's offense to hang under the number, 42-31. Washington State, but Cal covers.
Alrighty, an enormous game in Seattle. I bet Softy hasn't slept since the final gun last week against Cal. It's divisional and conference and national implications on the line. USC.
He might be that guy that runs around in his underwear, like in front of game day.
There's a vision and a thought in my head I really don't need. But either way, Lee, it's safe to say this is a different Trojan group that we saw struggle in the first month. The offensive lines come together. We saw them firsthand last week. And oh, have the times have changed. The Dogs laying 9 at their place. Who you liking here?
I like the Dogs. And here's why. They just are consistent. All 9 games, 1 turnover or less from their offense. I think they're stronger really every position in the USC. They have more playmakers. You're going to see probably 9, 10, 11 guys go in the first 3 rounds next 2 years from this team. And also better special teams. Helton just doesn't get it done on the road. 2-8 against the spread. Dogs 40, USC 24.
All righty. We work our way, as we continue with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, in town tomorrow, Oregon Stanford. For the first time since there's been a Pac-12, the division is on the line here. The Ducks missed some opportunities to at least make noise last week. Cardinal have healed up a bit, switched quarterbacks, just suffocated the Beavs last week. They do struggle throwing it. Oddsmakers see a tight one. Oregon, a 3-point dog at home. What's the play here?
You know, I think you got to look to Stanford here. This is a team that all of a sudden has regained their identity. The last two games, McCaffrey's healthy. 199 yards last week. When he's healthy, they're usually a team you got to ride. They're looking for revenge. Last year's 38-36 loss. Stanford's D, less than 15 points allowed except for Washington and Washington State. And the road team on a 5-0 against the spread run in Stanford games. I like Stanford, 38-28.
All righty. To the NFL we go. Always a dangerous heading from coast to coast. Seahawks off the nutty win at home against the Bills are in Foxborough to play the Pats, who've been pretty much unchallenged since Brady came back. He's hitting 73%, 12 TDs, no picks. And despite some line issues in a running game that's at best inconsistent, you know, you saw the defense kind of get gashed for Seattle against Buffalo. Nevada says New England by 7. How you see this one playing out?
Well, I think this is a trap line. I think the public's going to play Seattle here, and they're making a mistake. Their defense doesn't match up with New England. You know, they play a lot of man-to-man in New England, a lot of crossing routes. So, you know, they got guys that are trying to sift through the traffic on defense and can't get there, turn a lot of, you know, five-yard crossing routes into, you know, 40 and 50-yard gains. And then the Seattle offense. The offensive line is brutal. Left tackle position is a major problem. I thought they should have made a trade before the deadline. Didn't make that trade. That's why they're not going to be able to get back to the Super Bowl. Tom Brady picks them apart 34-16.
All righty. Well, certainly we're getting down to it. The value of the games now go up big time from this point forward. On this show, you and I like to talk about games that capture the interest of the fans here in the Northwest, but your service is about finding matchup edges for your clients. Your game of the week also in the NFL, Steelers and Cowboys. Let the folks know how to get that and to get all you do.
Just call me here at the office. First 5 callers will give them that game for free. Big, big game. Steelers need this game. Dallas is rolling. 800-400-9741. And we have our world-famous Baker's Dozen. 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday. We've had some incredible Baker's Dozens. We're talking about some 12-1, 11-2, and 10-3 weekends. You want to get involved. I've slashed the prices. Normally it's $147. You use coupon code SAVE70. Just $77. Call ParamountSports.com. Like I said, check us out online. Use that coupon code SAVE70 or call us at 800-400-9741.
Always enjoy it, Lee. Great information, my friend. You have yourself a terrific weekend. We'll catch up next Friday.
Sounds good.
Take it easy.